I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol briefly imposed martial law Tuesday, an unanticipated move that rattled the nation and underscored political turmoil in the vital U.S. ally. Though Yoon quickly backed down, the development raises doubts about his political future, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
A late-night protest outside South Korea's parliament after the president's shocking declaration of martial law. Yoon Suk-yeol said the move was necessary to eradicate what he called anti-state forces.
Through this emergency decree, I will rebuild and protect a free Korea that has fallen into the abyss of the world.
A short time later, South Korea's military entered the legislature, attempting to enforce a ban on political activity. It didn't work. Dozens of lawmakers pushed past security forces at the outside gate. Once inside, 190 lawmakers, including many in Yoon's own party, voted to overturn the martial law decree. Within 6 hours, Yoon was back on television, this time announcing he would back down. As South Korean troops retreated, the country was left reeling, having not seen a martial law declaration in over 40 years. Main opposition leader Lee Jae-myung.
Opposition party members and I will protect democracy, the future of this country, the safety, life, and property of the people.
Several major activist groups say they plan to protest until Yoon resigns. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Yoon's office has several of his senior aides, including his chief of staff and national security advisor, offered to resign en masse Wednesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a statement late Tuesday welcoming President Yoon's decision to cancel his emergency decree. Blinken said the U.S. will, quote, continue to expect political disagreements to be resolved peacefully and in accordance with the rule of law. He said the administration of President Joe Biden reaffirmed its support for the people of South Korea and the U.S.-South Korean alliance based on what he called shared principles of democracy. A State Department spokesperson said earlier Tuesday that Washington had not been notified in advance of Yoon's announcement. Pete Hegseth, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary, spent a second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday meeting privately with Republican senators. Hegseth has faced growing scrutiny over an allegation of sexual assault, which he has denied, plus emerging reports of misconduct while running two nonprofit veteran advocacy groups. But Senator Tommy Tuberville said he had no issues with Hegseth after meeting with the nominee.
I've looked at all the personal stuff, and again, I've known him for a long time, and there's not going to be anything to this at the end of the day.
Hegseth is a Fox News co-host who previously served in the Army National Guard. Just a few opponents in the Senate could sink his confirmation. Meanwhile, President-elect Trump took part in a conference call with Senate Republicans Tuesday as they began laying the groundwork for complete control of the federal government in January. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more on what the party hopes to achieve in the first days of the new administration.
According to those attending the private GOP retreat, Trump's brief call was more celebratory than prescriptive policy agenda. He encouraged the senators to confirm his cabinet nominees and launch an agenda of tax cuts and other priorities. With a full sweep of party control in the new year, Republicans are eager to deliver tax cuts, deportations, and Trump's other priorities. Norman Hall, Washington.
The government of French Prime Minister Michel Barnier faces a no-confidence vote in Parliament Wednesday. The vote follows a seldom-used constitutional move the Prime Minister invoked Monday when he pushed through the 2025 budget without parliamentary approval. Barnier said he invoked a provision to maintain stability amid France's deep political divisions. He is seeking to bring France's gigantic budget deficit under control. His action prompted the far-right National Rally and the leftist New Popular Front to both file no-confidence motions. Barnier has only been prime minister for 3 months. Analysts predict French lawmakers will likely vote in favor of a no-confidence motion. Barnier warned that voting his government down, quote, would make everything more difficult for France. That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.